You're listening to NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies. Today is Wednesday evening, August 5th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Usecrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Nauwoo introduces NowSense 3, a completely rebuilt AI feed for more relevant real-time content. Now AG has unveiled NowSense 3, a revamped AI feed that merges various content sources in real time. This updated feed, built on Now's matured AI infrastructure, adapts to users' behavior and interests instantly, providing a personalized and relevant experience from the first session. Scheduled for a phased rollout in August 2026, NowSense 3 aims to enhance user retention and engagement, setting the stage for platform scalability.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, details vision for AI-powered residential equity and finance platform. Following the announcement of a non-binding letter of intent to acquire TYTE Car, the proposed integration aims to enable qualified homeowners to monetize home equity through everyday transactions, offering institutional investors access to real estate-backed digital securities. The companies plan to develop a wholesale distribution network and tokenized residential mortgage-backed securities roadmap during the LOI period.
Azio AI Holdings, AZIO, is one to watch. Azio AI Holdings, a technology infrastructure company, recently completed a merger and rebranded to AZIO. The company secured a $27.90 million AI infrastructure agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited, expandable to $100 million. Additionally, Azio signed a master services agreement with AT&T for fiber connectivity at its Texas AI platform. With a focus on AI data centers and high-performance computing, Azio is poised for growth in domestic and international markets.
Network news breaks. Onco Innovations Limited, Frankfurt. WO1H combines targeted cancer therapy, nanotechnology, and AI. Onco Innovations Limited is pioneering a new approach to cancer drug development, combining PNKP, targeted DNA damage response inhibition, nanoparticle drug delivery, and artificial intelligence. Their lead candidate, ONC-010, aims to improve drug solubility and tumor accumulation. The company's Inca Health subsidiary is developing an AI platform for patient selection and clinical trial design. ONC-010 is progressing through preclinical stages towards first-in-human studies.
Why Anthropics and Why Anthropics is becoming more capable every year. And Why Anthropics is more highly moderate than the other. But recent testing incidents involving Anthropic and OpenAI have shown that these powerful systems can also create unexpected cybersecurity risks. During separate testing exercises, AI models from both companies managed to access real company systems, raising concerns about how advanced AI should be developed, tested, and regulated. For companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. that are also developing frontier technologies that are far more powerful than AI, the OpenAI and Anthropic incidents offer vital lessons that stress how important safeguards are to limit the...
Investor News Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt. 50V0 expands U.S. federal public safety operations. Spark AI Inc. announced the establishment of a dedicated U.S. federal and public safety team to support adoption of its OverWatch GPS independent positioning and target geolocation software platform for drones and autonomous systems. The new team will focus on customer engagement, field demonstrations, OEM and systems integrator partnerships, government procurement,
and converting successful evaluations into operational deployments. The company also appointed an experienced commercial leader to oversee federal and public safety sales across customer engagement, solutions engineering, and government contracting support.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.